A grim reminder of a tragic day. These grain silos withstood the impact of a massive chemical explosion at Beirut port in 2020. Now, nearly 2 years later, they've come crashing down. A fire hastened the collapse. Grain, fermenting in the hot weather, caught alight.
They didn't try to extinguish the fire, and today we can see that the silos are, like, collapsing.
Ghassan Hazrouti was one of more than 200 people who died in the 2020 disaster. His daughter says the silos should never have been allowed to fall.
All this ruling state is doing to remove and to demolish our collective memory. This is the only thing that has been there since the explosion, and now they're trying to remove it.
The explosion was an accident waiting to happen. Thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate had been sitting in a warehouse for years. Investigations have revealed senior government and security officials knew about the dangerous materials stored at the port. But the inquiry into who should be held responsible has stalled. So far, no one major has faced any consequences.
I blame all the war leaders that now are wearing suits in the parliament. I blame everybody who's not going to invest to the investigation, and everybody who's not executing the arrest warrants to continue the investigation. I blame everybody who knew about the ammonium nitrate and didn't do anything about it. We need to know the truth. We need to know who did this to us and hold them accountable. Once we hold someone accountable for this crime, nothing else will happen again.
It seems likely these grain silos won't be the last to fall. The Lebanese government is warning more could collapse in the coming days and weeks. Further reminders of the devastation of 2020 and of justice and accountability that continues to be denied. Vincent Monaghan, Al Jazeera.